This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 19th, True Fasting. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 58. Shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion, and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right, and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions, and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today, and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry, and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like noonday. In some Christian communities, fasting is not emphasized. In others, especially during Lent, the season leading up to Easter, fasting is a way of remembering the suffering of our Lord. In ancient Israel, fasting included wearing robes of sackcloth, bowing one's head in mourning, beating one's breast, and lying on a bed of ashes. All of this was meant to be a sign of humbling oneself and repenting of sin. But, said God in the days of Isaiah the prophet, all he saw was a hypocritical show. Instead of really repenting of their sin, the Israelites went right on oppressing their workers, ignoring people who needed food and shelter and clothing. What can a Christian do to engage in true fasting without just going through the motions? I know one family who keeps a coffee can on the counter and puts all its spare change into it for the poor. A wealthier family might build a small house on their property to offer temporary shelter to a homeless person. One of the central ideas of fasting is to reduce our own consumption so that we may have enough to share with people who are in need. What can you do to show God's love to someone in need today? Pray with me. Lord, we are blessed. Help us to use less of our wealth on ourselves and more on people who really need it. In Jesus' name, we ask for the will to love others as you do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.